Michael Ostrowski, a lot of movement as far as development and growth and investment. You've seen these things firsthand. What's happening, at least here in Stevens Point?
Correct. We've had actually a lot of new growth, both commercial, and we're starting to see residential pick up as well. 2012 was a good year in terms of remodeling and additions and new buildings. 2013 is continuing to be that way. We've had a new growth with the continued with Mid-State Technical College, a new Honda dealership, a new Quick Trip store, Culver's. In addition, we've had a number of remodels that have taken place that have had significant value. Century Plans, their remodel on their clubhouse. So we're starting to see a lot of growth here in Stevens Point, as well as the new Great Lakes facility.
Those are the big ones. There have been several smaller projects as well, I understand.
Oh, that's correct. We see a number of different smaller projects that occur with businesses throughout the community, but the value that we're seeing in Stevens Point is pretty significant over the past 2 years.
That also is good news as far as a tax base and the evaluation of that property, right?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, as the value continues to grow, both as a new business or a new development, for example, on the city's fringes, or as the redevelopment occurs in the center city, we do see a significant increase in taxable value for those properties.
A couple of big projects just getting underway with the cold storage and also with the old Dunham's building. Great Lakes coming into there soon, but not right now. You've also got another one in the works that you can't tell us about yet. Have you got any other feelers out for additional development?
We continuously look for additional development. We do have a few more feelers out in the Division Street area, as well as East Park Commerce Center, but we're continuing to progress with those, and hopefully we'll see some additional movement soon.
And Division Street, as you'd mentioned before we went on microphone here, is, you know, it's a busy area, and there's not a whole lot of extra free real estate up there that isn't being used already, so there may be some development challenges with anybody coming into that district.
Correct. Division Street is a pretty highly sought after area, with it being between the University, Spash, and Bocelli, as well as Century. You see a significant number of people wanting to get on Division Street.
At this point, you've got some feelers out for more development there, but nothing we can go public yet, right?
That's correct. Hopefully soon, but we continue to keep plugging along, and hopefully those developments transpire, and we see them in the very near future.
It's not all business starts. I understand you've got some housing starts that have changed from 1 year to the next.
Correct. We actually only had about 3 housing starts in the beginning of this year, but last month we had a significant pickup with 6 new housing starts, and I think a lot of that is attributable to the lack of availability. Inventory on the market. There's, you know, certain price ranges that are not really available in the Stevens Point market anymore, and people are finding the ability to build new and build what they want.